you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Sweating at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a wee little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out there on the Eastern Coast, which I may have said already. If it ain't that time, you're listening to a rerun here maybe on the Crab Diving Network, which is running 24/7 for you guys, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. In any way you're taking us in, we're extraordinarily grateful. Thanks for being here. We're going to be here the next couple of hours where it's hotter than a dragon's uvula. My name is Patrick Vile.
A dragon's vulva. Uvula would be in his mouth. But right, that makes sense because he's fire breathing.
Right, that's a dangly thing in his mouth.
What I said was his vulva. That's in the dragon's vagina.
It's a female, dragon, and I don't know if they shoot fire out of those.
Oh, I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and hey, listen, at Thread and Thumb, Marianne, thank you. I did need a calming downer yesterday. Most of the time, I need a calming downer. I everybody needs to relax more. I don't know what to tell you.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you like, we keep our eye holes peered at Crab Diving, one word.
Go do some fucking yoga.
And you can participate in the convo here. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias. We're everywhere out there that's, interesting.
It's a big day, man.
It's a big fucking day. It's a really busy day. It was a quiet weekend.
Yes.
It seemed. Not really. I mean, there was some dick baggery going on all weekend.
Saccharine!
But big fucking news today. And
yay.
I'm really, I would think that I am in need of calming down too today, Marianne, because God fucking damn it, this Kim Davis shit is driving me up the goddamn wall.
Has this release from prison lessened her status as a martyr?
Well, I have a calm down after I listened to Huckabee. But now I'm getting mad again because Huckabee is just a pandering snake oil salesman and just a general hyena taint.
He is a gross flesh couch.
Disgusting. And swooped down there.
A bag of rectums he is.
And was standing right next to that scofflaw.
He doesn't scoop, really. Swoop. I'm sorry. He doesn't swoop. He sort of
waddled in.
Look at the kind of wings he would have to fly.
He lurched in.
Yes, there you go.
Was lowered in on really heavy cables.
Saddled.
But and fucking Ted Cruz was there, too.
Oh, what a dick.
The two of them. A couple of ninnies.
Dick bag duo.
Completely grandstanding and pandering to the lowest common denominator.
Fuck you.
Because they've got Iowa coming up.
And,
the people there, their knuckles are totally calloused.
Oh, yes.
From scraping the ground all the time.
Are you marginalizing Iowans, the people that almost wanted Pat Robertson to be president of the union?
And the ones who sent... name. Steve King. To Congress.
Fuck you.
And Joni Ernst, right?
Right.
Isn't she Iowanian?
Yes. Oh, is she pig squealer?
Yes. She's the...
Joni Ernst.
She's the pig ball chopper offer.
That's an elected post in Iowa. You didn't know that, did you? The pig balls chopper
ball
offer?
Chopper offer.
That's where Howard Dean met his end politically for president, you know?
Oh, is that where he did
He screamed. He got off that stupid big fucking bus. He made one of those horrible entrances into a campaign rally like Trump on the escalator.
I like Howard Dean.
I did too. I love Howard Dean, but
he really
shit the bed in Iowa.
Yeah, that was just unfortunate when you look back at it. I mean, if really it's just that one thing that derails your campaign, maybe.
He didn't look very presidential in that moment.
Right. Oh, and like Trump is doing so well, but doesn't matter.
Well, the people.
Because he's not a Democrat.
Yes, the people that vote for Trump are morons. No offense, guys, if you happen to be listening.
Oh, no. offend away. Because if you're thinking of voting for Trump,
you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, some dude on our Facebook said something about, I don't know. I put some article in the New York Times talking about how racist Trump was, and this guy said, he's not that racist. I was like, really? And I went and quoted what he said about the Mexicans.
Right.
They're rapists.
Right.
Seems a little xenophobic to me, no?
True. Right.
All right.
And didn't Trump say that it's not a race problem? Has he ever talked about that? I don't know if he's ever told the GOP line of it's not, you know, the police systematically beating the shit out of black people, dragging them off the street for minor offenses.
But there's evidence to support that.
And milking them dry for money through the system is with, you know, these increasing fines and bullshit. And
then
if
ridiculous.
They don't pay it, you throw them in jail.
Yay.
And then the system makes money that way from the stupid jail system.
Right.
But, they don't. I don't know what my point was.
You know what your point is? FUBAR. Fucked up beyond all recognition,
true.
Guys.
But I don't think Trump, that's the point. I don't think Trump has he towed the line of the, you know, basically black people need to stop killing each other. What about black on black crime? One of those assholes on our Facebook page tried that the other day. What about black on black crime?
Yeah, guys. Hey, you blacks, could you cut that out? Jesus.
Right.
What the fuck?
And what about white on white crime?
What about people on people crime?
And it's the people who get their little nipples twisted over the fact that black lives matter. How dare you? How dare somebody else try to claim that they matter and not us? What about white people? What about police? All lives matter.
Leave your tiny areolas alone.
Right.
Little nipples.
Angry.
I don't know.
We're losing our privilege.
I saw, speaking of anger, I saw something that, you know, pissed me off in a weird way this morning. There's an article. There's another one of these fucking sharks washed up on the beach.
Oh, and they tried to save him.
They did save him.
They did.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I mean, but did you see did you see a picture of that quote unquote juvenile great fucking white?
No,
whoever names that shark juvenile should suck a dick, because that is not
baby Huey.
It's a big gigantic dinosaur flesh eating machine, but they put it back in the water. I was like, well, good for the shark, I guess.
You guess?
I mean, damn, do they have to put it back in the water right there at the fucking beach? Can they not?
What do you want to do? Relocate it somewhere like a Buddhist and a spider? In the house?
You
grab it and relocate it?
Hey, listen, did you talk to that surfer who's in that competition and had to beat the shit out of one of those fucking man-eating beasts? He didn't even win. Can you believe that? They didn't even medal. He should have won that competition.
Well, how do you win when your intestines are visible?
No, didn't he hit the shark?
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah, he hit the, whatever that guy's name was, ridiculous competitive surfer guy, beats the shit out of a shark in a competition. And he doesn't win a trophy?
No.
I got a big fucking trophy. I won a slow pitch softball league. I got a trophy right in the fucking living
room. That's right. It's like the Stanley Cup.
It's huge.
It's getting passed around.
Isn't that funny, though? Sides of that fucking thing.
You know, showing how observant I am the other day. You left in the morning. I walked by it 88 times at least. And then at one point in the day, I turned my head and was like, what is that?
Right.
Amazing.
We're all supposed to do something with it. We all get it for a week, and we're supposed to do something with the trophy.
You had that great picture with
Johnny Cash
in the bathroom.
The guy that had it before me took a picture with some Kleenex and lotion on
it.
Very funny, Kevin.
Ha ha. We have a picture in Crab Diving Studios bathroom of Johnny Cash giving the finger.
Right.
Classic.
Yeah.
He says, fuck you.
Fuck you, the man. He's making the F face, the sound with the.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But hey, fuck the great white shark, I guess. But I'm glad he survived. I'm glad that shark is back in the water.
To kill again.
But I mean, that's where people swim on that fucking beach and they put it back in there.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
what are they going to do?
Not swim, I guess. I mean, I'm not swimming.
Maybe it'll leave humans alone now that they've saved it.
Do you think, I mean, we talk about how big Kate's brain is and what she can retain, how far into the future she thinks.
Jack Russell Terrier with a brain the size of a kumquat.
A very smart dog.
Yes.
Very smart. But I'm just saying, did the shark know that those people were helping it? I mean, they're squirting water all over it, trying to save it, shoving it in the fucking water. I mean, if somebody gets attacked by that shark, are they going to beat the shit out of the guy getting attacked because they're so worried about this fucking shark?
They might have been thinking, I'm really suffering, but if I could get my teeth on one of you fuckers, going on. That's like the snake.
Right.
Like the pet snake. I don't think your pet snake is looking at you with love.
No.
It's looking at you with, you're lucky I'm not hungry.
Hey, listen, you pet snake assholes, you guys out there that have fucking snakes for pets. I went to a comedy show last night, and a dude talked about this very thing in his set, and I totally agree with him. People that own snakes are fucking creeps. And your parents didn't show you enough attention.
Right.
I don't know what happened. Daddy didn't hug me enough. Now look at me. I have a serpent. To do what with?
Crab diving follow-up.
Diving follow-up.
Officials are scaling back the efforts to find the king cobra.
Okay.
In Orlando.
Okay. Who wrote that headline? Read me that name of the author. Bring me his name. Who wrote that?
What do you mean?
I want to know who wrote that that headline.
Why are you killing the messenger?
Who wrote the headline?
This is off of 10 News, WTSP, Tampa Bay, Sarasota.
Go fuck yourself.
Florida Wildlife Authorities
scaling back
are reducing the number of officers involved in the search.
That is the hackiest headline I've ever fucking heard for something that is very serious.
Officials,
they're making a joke.
They said scale.
You're upset
about the pun, scale pun?
They think it's funny. They think it's funny. Oh, hey, there's a fucking cobra on the left. I don't know where the fuck it is.
Right. Wait till somebody gets bit in the taint by a cobra.
Yeah, you're taking a shit on the toilet. The guy's hiding in a trap.
Multiple traps they've set using, as we said yesterday, go to crabdiving.com, listen to yesterday's show, dead snakes as bait to try to lure the 8-foot-long venomous. Yesterday it was described as it has a lot of venom.
Oh yes, venomous. Hey, why don't they send the same assholes from Massachusetts that saved that shark? Well, they have it saved the snake, release it into the woods.
Why don't they let all those Christian lunatics who go snake waving go? Yeah. If you find it, keep it.
Yeah. What's that one part in the Bible says you can pick it up? Make sure you're anointed. Right. Don't you have to be anointed in the Holy Spirit before you touch a snake
so it won't kill you? Yeah. When they find it, who's the lucky guy that finds it?
Let me explain to you what's going to happen when some redneck finds that snake. They're going to shoot it.
No, but this is Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation officers. These are people who, you know, majored in forest science. Not that that's difficult. Not easy. That's a really difficult major.
My cousin did
But that. I don't think they run across a lot of cobras when you learn wildlife.
Well, you know, my cousin goes to these conventions all the time or workshops or whatever.
You think they have snake roundups?
Now they have different trapping though. I mean, you get cleared to trap different animals. Like he's cleared to relocate a falcon. Somehow he can catch a falcon, put it in the back of his truck, and then take it somewhere where it fucking belongs. How do you do that? That's like an afternoon.
That's what you want to do that shark.
Yeah. You know what he had to do one time? There's a pond. It got alligators in it, and the people, I don't know, for whatever reason, they decided all the alligators had to come out of the pond, so he had to put on his waders.
Can't you just throw a toaster in there or something? They'll jump out.
You're so violent. Toaster. What do you do with all those electrocuted alligators?
Well, it's big. It might not kill them.
Yeah. But he had to take them out, tie them up, put them in a truck, drive them somewhere. I mean, fuck that. Listen, if someone says, I'm going to need you, Pfeiffer, to go in that pond, get all the alligators and put them somewhere else, I'm quit.
Yeah, I'm out of here. My internship is over.
So wait a second. Did they find the snake? They're scaling back.
They've got cages that they're going to check periodically.
Big deal.
Listen to this.
It's a placating statement.
The nearby elementary school is still talking about whether they should even let kids outside for recess and shit.
No. No, just think about what happens if one of those little kids get bitten by a cobra.
They're keeping recess inside.
Right.
They have moved students from portable classrooms, you know, let's call them trailers, to the main building. All this is still going on because of some herpophiliac.
What does that mean?
I don't know if that's right. Herpetologists are snake people, right?
Oh, I'm a herpophiliac.
Maybe a herpophiliac is somebody who gets off by snakes.
Is he a fanger? Like a cropper?
Right, yeah.
They dress up
scaler.
As a snake. Scaling back their efforts. Shut up.
And, tickle my cloaca.
Isn't that Gwyneth Paltrow's kid's name?
Here's Cloaca Paltrow. Here's a woman who, poor Kara Kurtz, who lives nearby.
Oh, yeah.
Who says, we've had to change our routine.
Yeah.
We're not letting the kids walk the dog. I don't walk the dog alone because it's just scary. It's so dark out there. You know, it's a little rural-y. We're locking the house. We keep the garage door down. All these people are living in a gulag because of this snake asshole.
By the way, India just called and they said, relax. This is, you know, in India, cobras everywhere.
Used to it, and
that doesn't make it any less dangerous.
And they all have lots of kids because of that.
What do you mean?
You know, some of them, you leave the slow ones for the snake.
Guys, mommy's got to push out some more cannon fodder.
That's right.
I mean, really, people in India have to be like, hey, Florida. Florida, grow a pair. It's a fucking cobra. It'd be such a pussy.
Right.
It's 8 foot. You said some of it could grow to 15 foot.
But you'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
Mike Kennedy, the owner.
Hey, Mike.
Of said snake.
Oh, fuck this guy. Fuck him.
Will be cited.
Oh, he's going to get a ticket?
Because he waited 24 hours before he told anybody of the escape.
This guy should burn in hell.
It's a $366 fine. I've paid more than that for a fucking rolling stop at a goddamn stop sign.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
nobody is hiding in their yard because I did a Chicago stop.
This is, this is nothing short of a tragedy. I mean, just think about it. You can't go in. What if you want to sell your house? Do you have to tell people? Do you have to? Let me ask you something. If you're selling a house in that neighborhood, do you have to disclose that there could be a fucking cobra in the area?
Yeah. No, you have to register it.
Well, it's not your cobra.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, if people are like, fuck this, they never find a cobra, let's just move. I'm done with this
shit.
They
just put a sign up.
Sell their house? Do they have to say
it's
that
like
the guy
Chernobyl?
Next door,
you got to get everybody out of there?
Tell you what, if I found that shit out, I wouldn't buy it. I don't care what the... Well, God, how much... What is it?
Oh, what's it's probably rent? Cheap.
Oh, man.
It's probably cheap
there,
right?
Where is this in Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Outside of Orlando.
That snake is loose in the Magic Kingdom. What if it makes it to... The cobras made it to Disney World. Look at all the pear-shaped assholes I'm going to eat.
Right.
This is a horrible story.
Good luck trying to swallow those whole.
Yeah. Are you glad those people saved that great white shark?
Oh, my God. I got another text from the new dispensary.
Yeah, by the way, everyone's going to continue to buy weed at this particular dispensary. No need to advertise. We are all hooked.
No
okay?
need for daily texts, everyone.
Yeah, this
we know
anybody
you're
out
there,
if you get a, if you have a prescription for a medical marijuana, and,
right.
You register at one of these dispensaries where you can go in and buy your shit. Sometimes they ask for your phone number. They're like, we'll send you a text with whatever specials. These fuckers send two texts a day.
Right.
How much can a guy spend to go to a dispensary? Really? Relax. We like weed, okay?
Yeah, we'll go back. We'll go back. And especially because they're closing a lot of them here.
Why are they doing that?
Because they're dicks.
Yeah.
And it was a poor choice on that referendum that we all voted on. We voted poorly, right? We didn't vote poorly, but most people voted poorly.
Real quick. Congratulations to Maggie Strong.
I was just going to say that. I just clicked on Twitter and was going to thank Maggie for tweeting fave time of the day, talk radio time.
You read my mind.
Maggie Strong, the host of the Pretty Misandry podcast.
Hashtag kill all men.
Hashtag not really. Though. Ironically, hashtag kill all men.
Just the creeps.
Got marriaged over the weekend. Congratulations.
She was betrothed.
Felicitations, etc., etc.
It was a great wedding.
Etc. Marianne just tweeted, let the kids have recess. You'll find the cobra faster. Awesome. Yeah,
you know what you should do? You should slather all the kids down in chicken juice.
Look at Marianne.
Flush out the snakes.
Using Florida kids as bait.
Right. Hey. Well, I mean, let's be honest. If you got to pick,
the
state. I just can't believe how nightmarish. I mean, really. I mean, an 8-foot cobra. That person's closing their garage door, keeping the wind, whatever. If that house could get under, I guarantee you can get under the sub basement,
right,
or the subfloor of any house, and can just
It appears it says this guy's been on Discovery Channel's Airplane Repo show.
No,
what does it have to do with snakes?
This Mike Kennedy?
Yeah.
He's a fucking creep.
News 6 has learned that Kennedy houses and rescues exotic animals at his home.
Can we put a stop to that, by the way?
Maybe he's one of these guys who, obviously it ain't going well, but maybe he's one of these guys that rescues them from assholes who don't know what they're doing with the snakes. However,
right,
it appears we have another asshole who didn't know what he was doing with the snake because the snake got out.
Yeah, and the snake is this cobra, it's an apex predator. It's not fucking around. What do you think this guy did? Just put a phone book on top of the lid to the cage? Right. He won't get out. Hey, did this asshole have the cobra named? I haven't heard a name for this cobra.
I duct taped it up. I don't think they've identified it by name. They probably don't want to.
How do you know you
cutify it by giving it a name?
How do you know you got the right cobra, though? Does it have a license, a little dog tag around his head? He's all neck.
It's got a chip.
Oh, he's got a chip.
Yeah. He's got to scan it.
There's enough. Listen, the snake problem in Florida is bad. Yes. There are plenty of poisonous snakes. There's a coral snake, and the moccasins, the cottonmouth. Oh.
Alligator or
panthers.
Yeah, gators, crocs.
Cougars. What? Lots of cougars in Boca.
I've got a little animals get pissed story after the headline.
Well, the animals should give us a break. I mean, we saved these sharks. Oh, they spend all their day eating surfers and other people that go in the fucking water. And these people banded together to save one of these things.
You're saying they're ungrateful? Ungrateful sharks?
I mean, I'm a hippie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love animals. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm getting on the let's save this juvenile great white before it dies. I mean,
well, I'm not at the front end, dragon.
I think I'm not doing shit. I don't mean to be an asshole, though. I don't know what that makes me, a hypocrite. Fuck that shark. Fuck it. I mean, damn it.
Fuck that shark.
Oh.
We can see what's going on in the news. I have a feeling we've already talked about what may be the headlines a little bit.
Let's stop the show then.
But let's see what's kidding. Going on. Huh?
I said, let's stop the show.
What do you mean?
So we already talked about everything.
Oh, yeah, we're done.
We're done. Bye, guys.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the sweltering crab diving news studio, high atop the crab diving tower in Los Angeles, California. 97 fucking degrees here at 2:25 p.m.
Nine!
I've forgotten what we usually say.
Welcome to the show!
What do we usually say?
I shit on you!
Welcome to the crab diving.
These are our headlines.
These are the headlines!
What do they say on... What's that news story? What do they say on that Sunday morning meet the press thing? What do they think?
Meet the Press.
Yeah, it's time to meet the press or something.
What's the morning show that has an irritating horn flourish? It's like CBS. It's like... You know what I'm talking about. Yes. Hello.
I don't know. I don't know which one that is. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It beat.
Huffington the Post.
Fuck you.
Where Arianna Huffington and AOL have combined. Headlines.
What a happy marriage.
Not the most flattering photo of Kim Davis.
Well, what are you going to, find? Has Annie Leibovitz done a spread with her yet or no?
The headline says, Fanatic Freed.
Ooh.
We like the alliteration. We're always fans of...
I don't know that she's a religious fanatic. I think she's a fucking bigoted grandstander.
Well, she's a fanatic and an extremist and
stupid.
A pawn.
Do you see that picture I put up on Crab Diving, our meme promoting the show today of Kim Davis? I don't know what I was thinking.
So, Kim Davis, if you didn't know, has been released from prison, from Yay! Persecution. And I was thinking earlier, you know, in wherever, whatever fucking jail she was in, what county court she was in, I don't know, or county, Carter County Detention Center she was at. You know, in fucking Carter County, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Let's compare the experiences.
Okay.
Of Kim Davis,
right,
for 6 days in jail.
Okay.
To, let's say, one of our African American brethren.
Ooh.
Who was caught with like a joint.
Yeah.
And let's see. I'm willing to bet that she was okay.
It's going
to
be
jail.
A lot fucking different, Pat.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They were probably like, oh, Ms. Kim, we agree with you. Here's a big screen television.
I'm surprised they even put her in jail.
Who knows what was going on in there?
They might have put her in the Marriott.
Right.
Oh, in your Cartersville, wherever the fuck.
Exactly.
The jail might be nicer than the Marriott.
So she was released. A crowd of...
protesters,
supporters.
Right? Oh, okay.
No, there were some. one of the signs of her, one of her supporters said, Supreme Court equals the new ISIS of America.
ISIS.
Is that irony? Is that, I mean, what is that called when these religious Christo-fascists are trying
Ninnies.
To legislate discrimination and
Hate.
Make it cool? Like ISIS,
right.
And want to run a country by God's law, like ISIS.
So when do we burn her to death for mixing
these,
fabrics?
How do these idiots justify saying the Supreme Court is like ISIS?
It's stupid.
It's beyond comprehension to me.
No,
that
it's
these fuckwads.
It's dumb as fuck. That's all it is.
She left the detention center with her. Really serpentine lawyer, Matt Staver. He's the founder of that Liberty Council.
Loser.
That wants us all to walk around
sure.
saying we love Jesus.
Burkus.
And none other than fucking Mike Huckabee.
Ugh. Gross.
I don't know. Ted Cruz ditched. He was there earlier.
Oh, really?
Took a great picture. Which is on our Facebook.
God, I saw that picture, and that is
amazing.
Deliverance-ville fucking USA.
It's Kim Davis with Ted Cruz and her husband, Davis's husband.
I say he looks like one of those guys that raped Ned Beatty.
Yeah. It looks like a joke. Like,
did he have to wear the straw hat?
It's not Photoshopped. Right. He's got a fucking straw hat on and overalls.
I mean, how many times is somebody like that? Are they going to be on camera? I mean, he must have known that he was going to be in the press.
Oh, big redneck. I admit it. I'm a big redneck that follows Jesus.
Mama, give me my good straw hat. The good one.
People walking around with signs, free Kim Davis.
Fuck you.
# defend religious liberty. Ugh. Proverbs 29:2. I ain't
no,
looking it up.
Fuck you. Proverbs.
Let's go to Harry Potter 17.
Bullshit against 69.
Verse 4.
And Harry took his magic wand in his hand and shot it at Hermione.
That might be a different version.
Deleted scenes.
Deleted
director's
scenes.
Cut.
So now what happened is that the judge.
Fuck you.
The more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, maybe this is brilliant. Maybe this will deflate her martyrdom a little bit. It definitely kind of laid a big steaming turd on Huckabee. On Huckabee and Cruz, because they couldn't wait for that grandstand to be built out in front of that jail so they could get up there and scream for the Lord.
Wait.
She's inside here.
Is there really a grandstand?
Well, they put up a podium.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Good God.
For these assholes to talk in front.
What? Who did that? Didn't she break the law? She got arrested.
But Jesus.
Oh, man.
And, so, you know, they did kind of diffuse that a little bit, but Huckabee didn't seem to give a shit. He went out there anyway and still.
Fuck you.
And he said,
right.
He said, because they said to him, do you think she's going to go back to jail? And he said, well, I'm going to put myself forward
what
to take her
mean?
Place in jail. Mm. I wish I could send myself. I'm going to ask them to send me instead of her.
Great. That's. Wait a second. How
about
the fuck
both?
Does that work?
How about both?
Well, but that's a dumb idea.
Well, of course it's dumb.
You can't get sent to jail and say, hey, I'm sending somebody in my place.
It's a no-lose.
This fucking idiot think.
He knows nobody's going to say, cool.
Yeah.
Let's
or if they did.
Tag match. Right. That would be fucking great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Huckabee.
We've written a new law, Governor Huckabee, that says you can do exactly that. What?
Ooh.
Pardon me? Oh, I have to be in Arkansas.
Cut to Huckabee having to tape like 13 phone books around his chest when he has one of those shiv fights in the big house.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? He's just going to be permanently bent over at the waist.
Oh, yes. Buy my book.
God, Glory, and Guns.
Is that the name
whatever
of his book?
It is. God, Guns, and
Glory. Glory
Grit.
Holes. God's Guns and Glory Holes.
Yeah.
Hey, could nobody buy his book? I know you rednecks out there, you feel like sometimes you got to buy everything that your celebrities fucking make you feel like you have to buy.
Yeah.
But don't buy this one. Try not to buy this book. I know it's tough for you.
If somebody needs to go to jail, I'm willing to go in her place.
It doesn't work like that, stupid. Did he study the law, or is he
no,
a governor?
He
but he's a governor.
He was a Bible waver. He's got a degree in Bibleology.
No. Oh, he's a Biblist? Whatever. Did they? Does he come from a snake waving background, or what is his deal, Huckabee?
What?
Does he come from a snake waving church?
Oh, I don't know what kind of a preacher was Huckabee.
A big fat one.
But then it got really creepy, even more creepy. A speaker got up then, and it really sounded like the snakes were coming any second. It was Bible verses, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, Jesus, all this stuff.
Oh, God.
And
how depressing.
Said a prayer.
Dude.
And then proclaimed, we don't need the Supreme Court when we have the Supreme Being.
Hey, what Supreme Being is he referring to? Is he referring to the Supreme Being?
Beyonce.
No. He's referring to the Supreme Being that shows up at the end of Time Bandits.
Probably not.
Do you remember that, though?
Yes, I do.
That's what all those little guys, I didn't say maybe it's all those little guys are looking for. Supreme Being.
Time Bandits is a great movie.
Who is the Supreme Being? It was an insane cameo. Who was it? You can almost remember, can't you?
Yeah, I can't, though.
Oh, God, it's a great
movie.
I'm
busy looking up what
I'm sorry.
What kind of a huckster being.
Tweet
is.
Us at Crab Diving. Who is the fucking Supreme Being in Time Bandits? You win a coffee mug.
He graduated magna cum laude from Wachita Baptist University.
Go fuck yourself.
Got a bachelor's degree in religion. And then attended Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas.
Ugh, God.
He dropped out of the seminary after 1 year in order to take a job in Christian broadcasting. He didn't even finish the Christian Theological Seminary College.
Yes. You didn't finish Seminary College, stupid. What a whore. He decided to go the Hollywood route. I'm a Christian broadcaster.
Oh, my God. So he's just like
He's a
Pat Robertson.
Yeah, he's this charlatan.
He went into Christian broadcasting and then somehow made it to the governorship of Arkansas.
He's a big redneck, too. But you know that quote he had about something about guns in the home or something? If you call 911, if somebody invades my house, I'll have to call 911 for them to send some body bags or something.
Yeah, don't send the ambulance. Send the morgue truck or something.
Because I'm going to shoot them all. Anybody comes to my home, I'm Jack Bauer. I'm a real fat Jack Bauer. God. He's just a big heffalump.
He was the president of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention.
Fuck you. He was what?
So he just became
the president
of the Uber poobahs of the Arkansas Baptist is.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun group to roll with.
yeah, Southern Baptist.
Yeah. There Jeez. So he's like a big nothing. I mean, really. I mean, how the fuck did he get to be governor? I wonder if did he hold political office before that?
What the hell is wrong with Arkansas? How could you go
They're
from
stupid
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
And then somehow within anyone's goddamn lifetime.
Right.
Then wheel out fucking Mike Huckabee as your governor.
That was the good old days when Clinton was in charge of Arkansas, right? I mean,
I would assume.
Sneaking out, banging Jennifer Flowers. Is that what he was doing?
Doing okay. He made it to the presidency, right? I mean, he had to run on kind of a little bit of his record there.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post. The balls are now in her court.
Oh, right.
Because the court order from the DIG is that because her office has complied and has been issuing same-sex marriage certificates, that, okay, no harm, no foul, will spring you. So she has said she's going back to work. So she is going back to work tomorrow. They're being real evasive about when they're being asked whether she is going to try to forbid or interfere. The order specifically says you cannot interfere with the issuance of it. So she can't go in there and say, I'm firing you if you hand that over.
So when Adam and Steve come in to get their... It's not even just getting a license.
I'm hoping that they're just converging. I'm hoping there's going to be a line out the door tomorrow at Rowan County of Adams and Steve's and Betty's and Bonnie's wanting to get married. And I, one by one by one, if she tries to turn down any of them, they should have the marshal standing right there, grab her and throw her the fuck in jail.
Yeah.
Instantaneously. Don't even wait.
But they all support her. They probably think she's in the right. She's protecting our right to be married straight. the police and all those people, they probably support her.
A lot of them. That's why they can't impeach her, because they think the state legislature is the only one that can do it.
So meanwhile, she still is collecting that big fat check.
Exactly. Exactly.
God, this is so stupid. I mean, it's a marriage license. You're not praying to anybody. God doesn't give a shit about a marriage license.
Right.
I mean, you know, maybe he does.
And,
I mean, he doesn't exist, but if he did exist, he wouldn't give a fuck.
I would think not.
Don't give a fuck about no marriage license.
No, these people are assholes. So, tomorrow, I'm sure we'll have some really interesting news about whether or not she's going to try to stop the issuances of gay marriages. And even if there were whispers that she was saying, I don't recognize those marriages that went out from my office without my consent. if she tries to pull that shit even.
Yeah.
Contempt.
Fuck off.
So
not a fucking
we'll
asshole.
See. I'm sure she's going to try to remartyr herself.
Yeah.
But that I think might be fail. I think people are getting sick of her. And I think if she's made her point, she's the hero. She's up on the cross for all to adore and throw money at and get on all the Christian shows. And they all can't wait to get a little piece of Cam.
There, I could wait. I don't need that.
Sloppy seconds.
Ah.
But she, I think if she now says, now that there's kind of a compromised reach, she doesn't have to walk out there and sign it or stamp anything, but her deputies have to. But she's pissed about her name at all,
right?
Being on the certificate. You know, it says the county, the Rowan County Clerk's Office.
Yes.
M. Davis, it says. It says the name of the current clerk on these documents.
Solemnifies this marriage between Bruce and Bill.
Blah, blah, yeah.
Or Laura and Betty. Who right. cares?
And she's not abiding by that. She doesn't even want that to happen. So we'll see. I think she's going to be. I think she's going to be dumb and walk in there tomorrow and. A couple of dudes are going to come in or a couple yeah. of women to try to get married. And she's going to say no. And I'm hoping she'll probably have a day or two because they're going to have to file suit again. Or this judge might just say,
fuck off.
Hashtag back in jail.
Hashtag back in jail. Do you think she thinks that her God or whatever is on her side? Do you think she sincerely thinks?
Yeah,
Jesus has a hand in this.
Yeah, yeah, and she's got the get out of responsibility free card
right.
that Christians wave around, which is
forgiveness. Like,
well, yeah, and you try to say, which we're not, we don't, you know, forgive yourself. Sure, rock on. We don't sure. care. Don't dwell on the past, but then don't shit on other people and try to prevent them from having their happiness and their equal rights.
You are not allowed to shit on anyone.
That's
only
when you become a hypocrite.
The glass coffee table,
and especially if you're waving morality around saying that it's an abomination and all this shit. Meanwhile, you've got four marriage certificates,
right?
A couple of kids that were blasted into your vag out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And
vag blaster.
And
it's like a super soaker.
Or actually, she cheated, didn't she? She was still married to one when these two twins were conceived from another.
Right. She is an adulterous fornicator.
Rock on.
And she wears blended fabrics.
Where go ahead, girl. But
God would so hate her.
Right. The instant you start just cherry picking that one ridiculous line in Leviticus.
Fucking ridiculous.
That's when we got problems. And that's when all this other shit becomes valid to call you on.
Right.
But no, I'm a Christian. I found Jesus 3 years ago, so everything I did before doesn't count.
That's the best.
Right?
That's what it is. Yeah, absolutely. You got to figure it out. It's the power of God, dude.
And now they're saying, now Huckabee and these other Theo dicks.
God, Huckabee's such a charlatan.
Are saying, well, you know, we don't have to follow the laws that we don't agree with.
Yeah, you do, dummy.
No, we don't like that one. We're not going to follow it.
Yeah.
So, which do we not feel like following today?
Oh, sure.
Let's go not follow a law and see if we can get away with it because of our strongly felt religious beliefs.
I'm going to go eat some uncooked pork.
It's ridiculous.
It is stupid. Do you think God is watching over the Cobra situation in Orlando or no? He didn't give a fuck?
I think God flipped the lid.
God's like...
and let the Cobra loose. Oh, yeah.
God's like, hold on a second. Let me get this straight.
Watch this. Jesus, check this out. This will be fun.
There's no way in hell I can answer all the idiots.
I'm busy. I'm on somebody's toast, Dad.
Oh, sure. I think God probably just is like, I'm done with you, Florida. I'm not answering any prayers from this fucking state anymore.
God blocked Florida.
Fuck! I am blocking you on Facebook.
Yeah, it's unfriended Florida.
Is God on Facebook?
Of
Twitter?
God's on Facebook. God's everywhere.
He never likes none of my posts. Fuck you, God.
Dumbing it down, cranking the calendars back a few centuries.
Fuck you.
Set over the Drudge Report, and amazingly, Kim Davis, not the headline.
Chemtrails.
Over at Drudge. In fact, I am almost ready to say that, yes, not even above the fold on the Drudge Report. That's interesting.
That's insane.
I have to scroll down to read anything about Kim Davis.
This Kim Davis is the biggest martyr the GOP has had since.
That's interesting.
When's their last big stupid martyr?
Who's the last one? What DNA is up on the cross
I got a good
from
one.
The last time?
I got a good one. Alien Gonzalez. little fucking kid that rode with
that
the dolphins.
Has to do with Jesus, though. No, nah. Ellen Gonzalez.
They said
was
God protected him from the dolphins. I mean, from the sharks.
No, Ellen Gonzalez is the kid they, Cuban kid they threw back to.
I know.
Oh, when he got here, you mean?
Right.
Oh, I
right. Because the conservatives didn't want to send him back to Cuba.
Right.
And the evil Democrats did.
Right.
Hence, he became the martyr.
Is that how that was? I don't remember which side was which.
I remember that was a turning point in Al Gore's campaign. He said that Alien Gonzalez shouldn't go back to Cuba.
He said he should not.
Should not.
I don't think he's the
guy. Yeah, so boring. Meanwhile, he's just sitting there, I got to get a massage and get that bitch jack me off. God, what a absolute
nightmare.
You try
living with someone who's trying to put R ratings on all the fun songs.
Yeah. Oh, God. He must have hated Tipper. You imagine coming home and... God, imagine.
She's like, did you hear that Tupac album?
He's like, no, I didn't. I spent the afternoon in a massage parlor right. Chasing around the masseuse with that towel on, waving my dick around.
But the headline over the Drudge has nothing to do with the ninny.
Yes.
It's a picture of Jolton Joe Biden. They love Biden over at Drudge. They want him in so bad. They just want to stick it to Hillary, right?
But no, I think they want to divide the Democratic Party.
Right.
But. Listen, he it's not like he's going to run as an independent, right?
Who, Biden?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
never,
so it's going to be one of these Democrats, and they're going to win. Because if you guys nominate right. Trump, all these stoners will come out en masse to pull levers
oh,
for
dear God.
Anyone
yeah, yeah,
else
yeah.
but Trump. Because that guy, you know.
The un-Trump.
He's fucking terrifying.
Well, every Hispanic person in the country
yeah.
who is... doesn't have calves the size of cantaloupe.
Yeah,
and
take
are
a break
legal.
From raping and go vote.
Right, we'll go out and vote. The headline there
right.
says Murdoch. So according to Sauron himself,
is this the guy from the A-Team?
Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch. Okay.
Biden to win nomination be hard to beat. So I guess Rupert Murdoch. This is over at The Hill. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch likes VPs. VP Joe Biden's chances if he runs for the nomination. Murdoch tweeted on Monday, looks like Biden already running. Very likely he wins nomination and be hard to beat.
Who wrote this?
Murdoch.
And
well,
be,
no.
And be hard to beat.
A Murdoch toady. Well, he's got 140 to work with.
Oh, it's
a tweet.
Twitter. Okay.
See, now that's, I don't trust that evil fuck at all.
Who? Murdoch?
Murdoch. So he also, by saying, he's just saying, you know, well, he'll be hard to beat. He's like, well, you guys should nominate Joe Biden. They probably want to see Biden get
Joe,
in.
Whoever is nominated by the Democrats is going to win. There's just no way. The people running for president on the other side, they're all terrifying.
Right.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, there's no one. See, like the Republicans might be able to feel passionate about a Ted Cruz or a Scott Walker, but their passion is no match for the hatred the left feels for any of those fuckers.
Right.
Any of those zealots.
You think, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck no. I'm more scared of a Scott Walker presidency than anyone else that, you know, that loves the guy. Does that make sense?
Now, a Kasich, who might. Be one of their best chances of not completely scaring away everyone who doesn't want a raging lunatic in the White House.
Jeez.
you know, that might be like, I don't know if that would organize the libs if Kasich was the nominee. You
but
know
I don't
mean?
Think it would, I don't think it would exactly galvanize the right.
Well, no, that's the thing. Of course not. They're not going to, that's their problem is the only ones that get out and fervently vote are the ones that are wearing a jacket made out of the American flag.
That's the best.
And dude. Their hair is gray as fuck. And they get out and they vote like crazy in the off years when the Dems don't give a shit about anything but fucking presidential elections.
Right.
As the last one shows. You know, even the Republicans couldn't crow that much. They did. But the honest ones were like, you know, this isn't exactly a mandate this last election when
yeah.
they got all these seats back and everything and they took back the Senate because the what was 20% 30% or something, it was horrible, the turnout for the
oh yeah
the off-year elections.
They should do it the same way America's Got Talent does their voting or what's it, The Voice or something like that. They get so many people voting.
Yeah, well, give people a day off. That's what Bernie wants to do, for one.
Yeah.
And somebody else said make it. There are places where it's mandatory to vote. You know, like you get a fine if you don't go vote. Wow. I don't think I advocate that, but maybe there's an incentive. Maybe you get a free cookie or something.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a sticker. Get cake.
The cake.
We got cake for you.
Election cake.
I'm going to go vote and get me some of that cake.
Sheet cake. You ever have sheet cake?
Sure.
That's the best.
Joe Biden had a speech in Pittsburgh yesterday, and the crowd, he had to stop at one point because the crowd was chanting, "Run, Joe, run."
Oh, my God.
And he said, "Well, I got to talk to my wife about that." So we'll see. We shall see. I think Murdoch's right, especially if Joe chooses Elizabeth Warren as his running mate. I think
that's going to be tough.
I think that you won't beat that combo.
Why wouldn't Hillary? Why wouldn't Hillary choose Elizabeth Warren?
Well, people don't generally name their running mate until after the convention, right? Until after they're named unless they're the de facto kind of person. But I saw in one show, Reagan did it, and it didn't go well his first time. Like, he thought he did that. He named a running mate early in. He was in 80, right? Or 76 he won. 76. So it would have been 70.
The name.
Would have been the previous one that he tried. I don't know.
Tom
Selleck.
Somebody
I never heard of.
Yeah.
And that water-stealing Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah. God, what a creep. Again, what an evil fucking tyrant. Who knew?
Go to a previous crab diving. Or
Star of Magnum P.I. is a total dick.
Yeah, Google Tom Selleck and water. He's sending trucks to the middle of town to tap into the goddamn...
What's wrong with him?
Fire hydrants.
He used to be dreamy.
And stealing water. He was just stealing water from the city.
How sad was it when he was on Friends?
Like, was it olive trees?
Avocado.
Avocados?
How sad was it when he was on Friends? Do you remember that? When he did that...
Oh, he was banging
one
of the
Friends. Story arc on Friends.
Right.
Oh, man. What a circus.
So we'll see what happens. That's the headline over at The Drudge.
Is the right trying to distance themselves from Kim Davis? Is that what I'm sensing?
There are those who are seeing it as not a horrible sign.
Yeah.
Those of us who are into like secularism and not having Bronze Age torture devices rammed into our rectums.
I'll see you in hell.
That... the fact that only 2 of 17 showed up to grandstand in Kentucky,
that's the best,
is a good sign. Now, most of them have kind of rang in on her side, but 3 or 4 of them didn't. Like, Trump absolutely did not. Carly Fiorina did not.
Wow.
There was one more that. The kind of, well, Lindsey Graham said she should just file the law.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsey Graham, like, he's running.
Is he still running for president, or is he just, what's his flouncing around?
I don't know what's happening with Lindsey Graham.
I'm going to Iowa, pack my Sunday go to meet and shoes. Does he have a manservant that lives with him?
I don't know what's going
Sleep
on.
Sleep in the same bed. It's cold.
How does that stay secret?
What?
In 2015.
Are you saying?
I think it should.
We don't know.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah. Is he gay?
But
we don't know.
A lot of people have said that that's the worst kept secret in Washington.
Right. I feel bad for the guy. He can't come out and live his life as a.
He can't walk out with his boyfriend.
Right.
Anywhere. He can't go to the Red Lobster.
I don't think Lindsey Graham
on a date.
Listen, Lindsey Graham ain't going to be caught dead at the Red Lobster.
No homosexual is going to walk into a Red Lobster, you're suggesting.
Give me a cheese biscuit. Give on them cheese biscuit and a lobster covered in mayonnaise. Uh-oh. Everything there is covered in mayonnaise. It's true. Have you been to Red Lobster ever?
No.
My middle brother worked there. Jeffrey worked there in South Georgia somewhere,
right?
When he was off from college or something. And he, you know the story, he got something happened. I don't know what happened at work. And he fired or he quit or something. And he quit in the middle of a shift. And he went to all of his tables. He said, listen, due to some unfortunate circumstances, I've been let go by Red Lobster in the middle of your dinner.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. There's butter dripping down your face and onto your little lobster.
I got my mouth full of shrimp cocktail. What?
Yeah, you're interrupting. Hey, by the way, you make fun of it, but you don't know. Red Lobster in the South, in South Georgia, it's a sticks. No, that's like going to the Four Seasons in New York.
Really?
Don't laugh. Don't marginalize.
That's the fancy night out.
They ain't got no chocolate fountain. They don't really. So we had to go
Olive Garden, right?
No, Olive Garden, that's for Yankees.
Oh, really?
I don't think they have Olive Garden in the South.
They don't?
I don't know. But he told all of his tables.
No chocolate fountain for you.
Oh, no chocolate. That's a wrestling move.
What kind of wrestling move is a chocolate fountain spraying with diarrhea?
With your thumb. He had to tell all his tables halfway through his shift that he had been let go. And if they listen, if you would like to leave me a gratuity, I'll be out in the parking lot or some shit.
Lurking in the parking lot.
No,
near your car.
He said, I'm sitting at the front of the restaurant, and if you would like to give me any cash on the way out, I would appreciate it.
No pressure, though. Someone else will be bringing your dessert.
Oh, man. But if that happened and I was there, I'd tip the guy. That's fucking,
just for having the balls to do that, I would give him money.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. coming up on the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us here. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving.
Yes.
Don't forget to listen to all the other great entertainment here on the network 24/7, streaming at crabdiving.com/live. And also you can find all of our stuff on iTunes, on Stitcher.
Yay.
Crabdiving.com.
That's right. We're on Tumblr, too. It's a very nice Tumblr page.
Tumblr.
Please go check it out. Retumble us.
Lots of Tumblr.
Right.
I was just glancing at the rightwingwatch.org site, one of our favorite places to mine material.
Yes.
And it's just all Kim Davis all the time.
Right. Everybody's talking about Kim Davis.
Everybody's talking about Kim Davis.
Marianne just said, on Twitter, it's obvious to all that Huckabee condones adultery, etc. He should rethink hanging around Kim Davis.
And just bad hair.
Yeah.
And bad hair.
Who's she going to... Let me ask you something. Do you think... she's married, Kim Davis, right?
She's very married,
Did she get conjugal visits with that lunatic in the straw hat?
Well, you know, I wanted to know, not conjugal. Good God, don't put that in my head. But the, one position only. One of these ninnies said... it's great that she, I think it might've been Staver, that her alleged lawyer
Staver,
who said who should be disbarred by the
way. Oh yes. He's a total toolbox.
Because aren't you supposed to try to keep your client out of jail?
Yeah.
Not encourage them to take a stand for the Lord.
Yeah. He's like the
shitty, rot in jail.
He's the shittiest lawyer I've ever heard of.
Meanwhile, their horrific, Liberty Council.
Fuck you.
Is nonprofit. And is raking in donations.
Oh, shit.
Raking in donations. Gee, I wonder if that's just a coincidence that they're so fervent to help Kim Davis.
Ugh.
What else have we got?
What's
going
their fucking
on?
Problem? I mean, really, just do it. Just do your fucking job. I don't understand that. I mean, she's got such a sweet gig.
Right?
Makes all that money.
$80K in fucking Kentucky.
Oh, my God. You're the king of Kentucky at that point.
I've got a story here. Oh, well, let's fire up the...
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed. This is a story out of Montana.
Fuck you.
Missoula, Montana.
Oh, I've been there. It's nice. It's
a homeowner, Josh. No, that's not the homeowner. That's the guy they sent in to help the homeowner.
Oh, fuck.
The homeowner.
What was this?
In Missoula.
It's got to be a bear.
Put out a spider trap.
How does that work? A spider trap?
I guess.
What does that look like?
I don't know why they were doing this. But spider. Came back and found the traps and his house overflowing with hundreds of spiders. Warmer winters have resulted in a population explosion among spiders, and then it got cold, so all the spiders are coming inside.
See, this is some climate change bullshit, right?
The best way, they say, is minimize clutter, keep floors cleaned and vacuumed, but the pictures are pretty heinous. We'll put them up on crabdiving.com. It really looks like it really looks like arachnophobia in some areas there.
What a great movie. Was that John Goodman? Didn't he star in that?
Yeah.
They don't think exterminator.
These are venomous spiders, but
it doesn't matter.
But
it's still gross.
You can get infected because they can. Oh, wait. It could be worse than being venomous.
What?
They can introduce a flesh eating bacteria into the skin.
Oh, my God.
So you got to be careful of these.
What are you supposed to do to your? How do you get rid of them?
And these spiders have no natural predators.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah, it says.
Did they? Now let me ask you
hobo
something.
Hobo spiders, they're called.
Homo spiders.
Hobo.
Oh,
with a B. There wouldn't be a lot of them. They were all homo spiders.
Are spiders? Can spiders be gay? I mean, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Do spiders have sexual preference? That's the question. At crab diving, twat us, let us know.
You're right. So did they watch out for Missoula, Montana? Yeah.
Did they save the spiders? And did they bring the spiders like, right. with the fucking Again, shark?
They relocated them.
But they put the shark back in the water right at the beach where people fucking swim.
But they couldn't like lift it up. They had to drag it back. It's not like somebody just threw it on their shoulders and walked it back into the surf.
I know, but couldn't they have tied a line to the shark's tail and like somebody got a boat to drag it somewhere the fuck away from where I fucking swim, please? Put it right back in the fucking beach?
Yes.
So the shark is going to be like, holy fuck, all these people just saved me. This is hilarious because I'm going to go eat them now when they swim. These guys are stupid.
All kinds of other stuff going on. More good news today.
Oh, shit.
On the political front.
Oh, yes.
I mean, for us, for those that, I mean, not even just us, but those who are preferring to not leap into World War III right a fucking way.
Fuck you.
Today, the Iran.
Evil.
Or Iran deal.
Is that how you're supposed to say it?
It's Iran, yeah.
Iran?
I think is how they pronounce it, but we say Iran.
Oh, yeah.
With the deal there.
Right.
A couple of more senators have jumped on board.
Oh, yeah. They're in for anything that keeps us from blowing each other off the
fucking planet.
They're kind of
in for the Iran deal, and that now pushes it to... We passed the magic number of 34, which was the... veto override.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So the Senate will vote. Harry, you know, Mitch McConnell.
Ugh.
Let the vote on this.
What a dick.
Obama likes it, so we have to hate it.
What is he saying about this? Has he weighed in on this Kim Davis bullshit?
Not that I know of, but he's Kentucky and Bible waiver, so I'm sure he's aghast.
She's persecuted and
thinks she should be,
and all this other shit.
She should be sprung. But
fuck
I
you,
actually
Mitch.
Although I didn't Boner, the orange crying guy? I have to look this up now, but for some reason into my addled brain popped that he might have said, you know, you got to follow the law.
You
but I, might, I could be wrong.
No. I'm remembering that you brought this up on a previous episode of Crab Diving.
Crabdiving.com.
You said something about the orange guy who was on the right side of the Kim Davis dealio.
Oh, maybe then.
Yeah.
But so that was 34. We passed that. And now a couple of more Democrats have said they're going to support the Iran deal, which means vote against the what the Republicans are going to vote for.
What's the magic
condemning
number?
It? What's we got 41 now, which means they might even be able to support a filibuster and not have that broken. So they might not even get to the point where the president has to veto it.
Oh, I see.
But they were saying that not all of these Democrats, even though they said, well, yeah, we're going to vote in favor of the deal, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to vote to support a filibuster. They might be dicks. And some of these dinos or some of these purple state Democrats
right.
might be like, well, we're not going to filibuster it, but when it comes back to us, we won't vote to override
Good
veto.
God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they'll try
yeah.
to suck up to their lunatic Republicans in their states.
Why don't they just shut the government down if they're not getting their way?
Well, that's coming too. Right now they're calling it a countdown to shutdown because we've got that same bullshit coming, the same funding of parts of the government. And
God
the
almighty.
Fucking Republicans want to hold shit hostage. And even Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz wants to shut down the government again. But this time you have to defund Planned Parenthood.
What a fucking asshole.
Completely defund Planned Parenthood, or he is going to shut down the government, put people out of work.
Vote for me in 2016.
Right.
I'm going to be president of a country that I'm going to shut down. He's going to, how are you going to lead? I'm turning off the lights, going home.
I just don't get how they think it's going to appeal. Ted Cruz cannot think that the country believes the bullshit that he says.
Yeah, and he just
believes the same thing.
He also is very strange looking, and he's like, when he's talking, is it just me? Is there like a reptilian vibe?
He's not likable. He's a creepiness about him. Yeah,
he's a lizard
and fake. Like there's nothing genuine about him.
Does he get collagen
implants?
They say
that about
injections.
Hillary.
Only oh yeah,
in his butt it was sagging a little.
Oh, I heard Ted Cruz bleaches his anus.
So yeah, the Democrats now they say they might be one or two more.
Everything
or one more.
White. Right.
They might get one more Democrat, and that'll be 42. It'll be a little more cushion in case any of them half bail. Although Manchin from West Virginia has already said he's gonna vote no.
Why?
He's a moderate Democrat who had sounded like he was going to be for it for a while. Now he's voting no.
Does he have a better idea, though? I mean, these people that vote no, are they like, okay, what's your plan?
I don't know this, but maybe he's coming up for election in a purple state, West Virginia, and maybe they had the numbers, and he said, you know what? If you guys are going to have 41 without me anyway.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's a.
I'm gonna vote no and save my balls.
Well, that's a pussy move.
And get reelected.
Would you? Do you not agree? That's a little pussy move.
But it may be partially, it might be part of the deal. Like the Democratic leadership might have said, yeah, go ahead. We need to keep you in West Virginia. We need to keep.
Oh,
that seat.
I see. Behind the scenes bullshit.
We need to keep. Yeah.
I don't like that.
We need to keep that as a Democrat seat. So go ahead, vote no now. We got the votes. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But they got the votes. So.
But they need a strong showing.
But why not let him do that?
How is anybody in West Virginia Republican after big business came and turned your water into black
Jesus.
Licorice sauce?
And guns.
Oh, yeah.
Guns and Jesus. And.
Oh, yeah. Guns.
A black guy in the White House.
Right.
Are three good reasons that you'll never get some of those assholes to vote. Democrat.
Oh yeah.
So I guess we'll see. It's looking good either way. I mean, it's kind of a done deal. It is a done deal.
Right.
It just is how long it's going to be to be a done deal with this. And then I saw some other experts came out the other day and said that they were surprised that it's as good of a deal as it is. Like they said the amount of, I think it was plutonium that they're enriching, they have to get rid of 95%. They have to physically get rid of it.
Where are they going to put it?
Well, eBay.
Launch it into space.
And
eBay.
yeah. And, but, you know, so all this bluster from these assholes that Obama is, they're parading out fucking Dick Cheney. Oh, there was a great tape this morning. Dick Cheney was talking.
It's insane. They're painting him as what? Pro-Iran?
Pro-war for Iran.
Yeah. Well,
he said the Iran deal's madness. It's madness. He was trying to speak, though, and he got interrupted. Somebody started yelling, "Why are we listening to him?
Yeah.
Who is listening to this man? Why is anybody listening to this fraud? War criminal."
Right. That makes sense, though. This is how these Republicans and people like Dick Cheney think. Because isn't that what they were doing back when we were right before we went to war with Iraq with George Bush Jr.?
Right.
They were like, let's let the weapons inspector do their job. Let's let this happen. And Bush is like, ultimatums. You know, we're going to bomb the shit out of you.
Right. That's what they want to do now. They want to start bombing. They somehow you got those knuckle drag. What that one asshole was like? Oh, he was a state legislator though in Arkansas. Remember that guy was like, "I think tactical nuclear weapons,
nuclear.
Let's use nukes."
What did you know?
Let's use nukes.
What does that even mean though? Like tactical,
smaller. Instead of big giant ones, it's just slightly smaller.
That just shows our ignorance and our isolation. You know, it's like a surgical strike. Imagine if some surgical strike happened a block over. What would that feel like to us? Freak us the fuck out.
Yeah, and plus, then you're willing for all these areas that you tactically strike to be inhospitable or inhabitable
forever
for a couple of thousand years.
How's Chernobyl, by the way? Have you been there lately?
God, people are so crazy.
Yeah. Is there a Chernobyl Craigslist?
Oh, there's weird animals and shit.
Yeah. I've always wondered, like, how much a two-bedroom apartment rents for there. And, like, I mean, dude, if it's cheap enough, we could rent.
I don't think anybody is in Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah. You can't rent a house there.
I don't think even the Russians were like, well, we'll have cheap housing. So congrats to the president.
Yes.
And again, had a Republican negotiated this deal,
oh God,
they would be demanding the Nobel Prize.
Absolutely.
And naming a building after him.
Sure.
But because it's Obama, they can't take the win. They can't handle him having these legacies.
He's going to have a legacy.
What he's gotten done, yeah. Obamacare is here to stay. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's not going away.
It's not going away. Why? And you don't even hear that much. Like, how many of these clown car idiots now do you hear the first thing out of their mouth is repeal Obamacare? It's just Cruz.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Right. Nobody else is out there going, we're going to repeal. They get to it. They get to it eventually. But that's not the first thing they're saying nowadays. Right now, they're busy with the scary Mexicans.
The scary raping Mexicans. Try to make a case for not putting Obama's face on Rushmore. Try to make a case for that.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you think about his legacy compared to the other guys on there.
Right.
He killed Osama bin Laden.
And he said, kind of stopped the prosecution of DOMA cases and things like that. I mean, he's gotten quite a bit done. And this
marriage equality.
And this deal here. It might be kind of the crowning achievement. I mean,
crowning.
And that's, but they people still don't give enough props to Jimmy Carter either for brokering that peace deal.
I mean, what did that shithead say about Jimmy? Jimmy Carter comes out and says, listen, I got brain cancer. I'm dying. And then some insensitive asshole Republican says, you know what I mean? Well, who said that?
Debbie Schlossel.
Oh, God.
She's really
a shithead.
She's really just a hemorrhoid, though. I mean, she's a completely, utterly batshit lunatic Zionist.
Yeah.
Who thinks that Israel should be kicking those brown people out and just building as many houses as they fucking want to. That kind of shit. Man. So, God, the more I read a really long article over the weekend about some of the shit that's going on in Palestine stuff. Damn. We got to do a show about, get somebody who knows about what's going on in Israel. Damn, it's heinous shit what they're doing.
Yeah, dude.
It's heinous. And yes, occasionally a rocket comes over and that's heinous too.
Fucky.
And occasionally a suicide bomber and that's heinous and terrorism. But good Lord, the response that the Israelis have and these settlements were, I mean, really, they just walk in and maybe they give you a few minutes notice before they're bulldozing your house.
That's so fucked up. I mean, what?
Bulldozing your
house. Why is anyone tolerating that? That's horrible.
It's a really fucked up situation. And it's these hardliners like Bibi who took over. It's as if the Tea Party won.
Hello, Bibi.
This Likud party, right? Is his party, I think. And these are just the creepy militant Zionists, it appears, who just are like, fuck Palestine. It's the Bible says it's all ours.
God. And we got to get rid of religion. I mean, you know.
And that's part of our problem is the Bible waivers here are like, we support Israel. Why? Because the Lord said it's their land.
I mean, I know you can't outrun, you know. I know.
We support Israel. They're a democracy. They've got free health care. They do some shit better than we do. But they're also, right now, viciously subjugating people, a different type of people. And ringing the bells of war. Let's start bombing shit.
The Clarion.
Right.
Did you see that movie? What was the movie where Brad Pitt solves the zombie apocalypse himself? World War Z?
Citizen Z. World War Z, yeah.
World War Z.
Citizen Z was a TV show, right?
Oh, what was that?
X. Citizen X. Citizen Z.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there was that skinny guy who...
What decade are we talking about?
Recent.
Oh, really?
He was... he's watching everybody on TV who survived the zombie apocalypse, and he's trying to direct them.
Oh, yeah. That's a shitty movie. That was on Netflix.
It's a series, yeah.
But it was horrible.
I think it was Citizen Z.
Yeah. It was the
Citizen
Z. But
we watched them all.
Oh, God. It sucked so bad. How about the baby zombie that came out and tried to take everybody out?
That's right. Zombie baby.
It was flying around. Had wings or
something.
It's
really like kind of ghetto.
Zombie.
Walking Dead, right?
Yeah. It's a cheap version of Walking Dead. They probably made it for like a tenth of the cost.
Right.
But we watched the whole fucking thing. Are there new episodes of that?
They didn't put it into writing.
No. No.
I think they put a lot in the writing.
And you know what? I didn't care that much. I don't know. What does that say about me? I like it.
Something,
I don't give a fuck.
It's the zombie thing. I think, you know, if the zombies are fun enough, you'll overlook shitty writing.
But World War Z starred Brad Pitt.
Yes.
And there's a sequence in the movie where they landed at in Israel. It was right at the wall or something that... And they,
I remember,
they had all the people that caught the whatever the zombie disease was in that shitty movie. They had them all on the Palestinian section, and it was all these scary zombie monsters storming the wall and toppling the wall over. And then, you know, Brad Pitt had to get all his buddies and run back to their plane. And as they were taking off, like the scary zombies from Palestine are attacking the plane and shit. I'm just saying that I never thought about this. But that World War Z movie is kind of anti-Semitic.
They
made it look like all the evil zombies were coming from Palestine.
Oh.
Hey, if I'm wrong, tweet us. At Crab Diving.
That's not anti-Semitic, then. That's
yeah, it is.
That's, no.
Oh, it's anti-Palestinian.
Right.
Yeah. It's pro-Semitic. Did you see that movie?
I think I did.
Right. That's not a good review of it. Let me tell you something. Any movie where the denouement or the big thing that happens at the end is Brad Pitt discovering the cure for some sort of zombie disease.
I do remember.
Fuck that.
Brad Pitt's the
fuck
hero.
That.
Well, which is okay if he's playing somebody who has an expertise in microbiology or something, but he was like an army
military guy.
Yeah, he's like a SEAL Team 6 dude who somehow discovers the cure.
Yeah, and then what happens is he rushes into some like lab or something. Brad Pitt miraculously finds the fucking lab. There's a bunch of really smart guys in lab coats that are desperately trying to figure this fucking thing out. He walks in there. He literally looks over some scientist's shoulder and he's like, "Hey, why don't you carry the one?" Bam! Into the movie. They cured zombieism. Fuck that. And fuck you, Hollywood. Fucking, you know, anti-Palestinian, anti-science. Because any movie where Brad fucking Pitt saves the world because he was able to outthink some guy that went to MIT or something.
Right.
Then fuck you. That's just stupid. Didn't you have a... We have a mutual friend that was in a movie... He played some guy that cured AIDS, right? Or something.
Oh, God. Yeah. Right.
And in real life, I mean, would you consider the guy a genius or something?
Well, you don't have to be a genius to play a genius.
But
it's called acting.
I know, but is it possible? This is my question.
Didn't Ashton Kutcher play Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Well, there you
who
go.
Who played Stephen Hawking, by the way?
No, I don't remember his name.
I did a whole bit about Stephen Hawking yesterday. I was trying to, can he get an erection or not on his own?
It's not in his bio, surprisingly.
I was like, I yelled out to the audience. I said, hey, does anybody know if Stephen Hawking can, is it Hawking or Hawkins?
One.
Oh, so you're
a single Hawking.
God, his name pisses me off. I was like, can he get a hard on, you know, without, you know, he's paralyzed. And then someone yells out, yes. And I said,
How do they know?
And they're like, we saw the movie. What happens in that fucking movie?
How do they know? Yeah.
What happens in that movie?
Evidently, he fucks something.
Yeah. Who plays Stephen Hawking in that? Is it like an Ashton Kutcher type?
I don't remember who played him in the movie.
How's that a hard part to play? You just stand there. You don't even get to say your own lines. Like,
How dare you? It's right. Really tough acting. I wonder if he stayed in character like Daniel Day-Lewis did for My Left Foot.
What a lunatic.
He had to be carried like to and from the vet.
Fuck that.
I might have been like.
Fuck that. I listened.
Yeah.
Who else has to? What was that story? Somebody had to be carried. Oh, is it Ariana Grande has to be carted?
Well,
around?
No, that has nothing to do with acting. That's just because she's an entitled, lazy twant.
You're a twant? What were we talking about?
Twant?
No, we're talking about Israel.
Speaking of, I'd moved on from the Israel.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Unless you have more.
No. On Israel?
Yeah.
No.
I don't even remember how we got. Oh, I know how we got to Israel. Actually, this is kind of about it.
Okay.
A little bit. Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Is
the chair of the Democratic Party. She's a representative.
Yes.
From Florida.
Oh, shit.
And she's Jewish.
What did she say about this snake?
Very active in the Jewish community.
Right.
And she has finally made a decision about whether she's going to back the nuclear deal between Iran and the U.S.
What is she? If she doesn't back it, then what's her fucking idea that's so great?
She did back it.
Okay.
She told CNN that after reading it and considering it, she thought it's the best way.
Yeah.
She said, you know, there's problems, but short of these Republicans, they really want seriously. They're like, they're still sending money to terrorists. They want some deal to be Iran turns into the 52nd state or nothing less.
They can't do anything.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, they really are. It's got to be everything or nothing. Or we bomb them.
Oh, God. It's really it's like a bunch of children are in charge.
Meanwhile, let's not forget that the benevolent Nipple Shadow.
And so say we all.
Is cast over them because Uncle Nipples likes them. They're friends with Russia. So if we go dropping bombs willy-nilly in Iran, Uncle Nipples might have something to say about that.
He's going
to
take his shirt off, get on a horse, and go kill a tiger. Right.
And they think, well, fuck him. Why are you going to fly over there? Meanwhile, they're off buying shares in McDonnell Douglas. And what are the some other
Boeing, Dow Chemical, or whatever. Meanwhile, like if you want to, you want to catch that snake, send Uncle Nipples. He'll find that fucking cobra. That's the one thing you got to admit. I mean, why Uncle Nipples will find that cobra, right? He's a big hunter.
You think so?
Let me take my shirt. By the way, if Uncle Nipples ever went to Florida, not one shirt would be worn.
No shirts.
Yeah, you better apply some suntan lotion to that pale Russian skin.
So Debbie Wasserman Schultz came out and said, that she's looked at it and she's for it. She's going to vote for it. It has problems, but right now it's the best way, and it's going to prevent them from, put them at least years away from being a nuclear state.
Nuclear.
I mean, the Republicans are like, everyone, every single centrifuge gets torn down. God, they're not allowed nuclear energy. They're not allowed. No McDonald's for them.
God.
Well, they want McDonald's.
Right.
They want to. Are you kidding me? They want to make.
I mean, and the other thing is, do they think it's going to be like it was when we invaded Iraq fighting Iran? I mean, don't they have like.
Well, they've already started that. The people of Iran.
Yes.
The people of Iran don't like the regime either. So they're starting to say that we're going to be welcomed. Everybody's going to have their arms open and their mouths open for our dicks.
Listen, I saw that movie. What was that movie about? It took place in Iran. It was good. Film crew sneaks in to bust out the hostages out of Iran.
Yeah.
We've
won
actually
an Oscar, right? I don't really know it.
This is not the first episode of Crab Diving where we have sat here and tried to remember the name of this fucking movie. We've had another episode. It's one name, one word. This time we can do it.
What is
the name of the fucking movie that took place in Iran? It was around. John Goodman was in it. It's hilarious. Not John Goodman. It's a hilarious B story in the movie where they're writing the script of the fake movie.
Right.
That they're sending a location team out to scout for, and they have to go to Tehran.
Wait, is this the one with Dustin Hoffman you're talking about?
No, it's starring Ben Affleck.
Really?
He's so good in this. Yeah, or he directed it. Damn, this is the show where no one
I never saw
anything
that movie.
About anything.
I never saw that movie.
Well, I saw it. You wouldn't know I saw it from like the information. I mean,
Argo.
Right.
Yeah, I never saw that.
It was good. No, but the point I have about that is like that movie showed how little we don't know dick about Iran. We don't know dick about Iran. We don't know if the people like us or hate us.
And the fucking they might like us. And a lot of them are welcoming opening up more to the West. But the Republicans are like it's like I said, it's everything or nothing.
Fuck you.
The Ayatollahs have to all step down or nothing. Yeah. Or, you know, it's just bullshit.
This is typical right-wing nut job bullshit. They just you throw logic in their face and like, double birds, fuck you. That's all they do.
And you say, well, okay, well, what's your idea? What's your idea?
Jesus.
What's your logical idea? If they say, bomb them, you say, well, you know, here's what's going to happen. That's going to start fucking World War III.
You can't just
go around just bombing the shit out of people.
Right. Listen, I hate to disappoint you, but we can't bomb
people. Right. I thought you were talking to me.
No.
You were continuing the
improv. I would hate to disappoint you as well. I mean, I don't know what way, but.
Fox News.
Fuck you.
On one of our favorite shows.
Do we have clips?
Outnumbered.
Oh, God damn it.
Was talking about the fact.
Is Keith Below Yourself on here?
That, I don't know who the penis is right now.
I don't know who the penis is.
I can't see it. Kate's having a dream in the other room.
Oh, my God.
We can hear
God.
The dog barking.
I feel like we should wake her up. I don't know that you think that's a nice dream. Like she's running through flowers.
I like to think that.
Playing with the rabbits. I think she's scared. I'm going to wake her up. Give me a wake her up.
No.
Okay.
It's
a fucking nightmare.
So here is the Outnumbered.
Oh, yes.
Talking about. This the fact the Iran deal and the fact that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Jewish person,
yes,
is voting for it, and Andrea Tantaros,
oh God,
can't abide.
Okay.
She doesn't get it at all.
Welcome back to Outnumbered. We're so glad you're here. Congress is back in session today, and one of the top items for them on the agenda is the nuclear deal with Iran.
Okay, this is the hostess, Harris Faulkner.
It's already
will not prevent
irritating.
Oh, God,
this is already this show is
Cheney.
Everything's irritating about this show. What is up with the music? What musician played
that's
composed
that's their intro and outro music?
Oh, it's just shit. It's trite shit.
Skipping ahead, skipping 1 minute and 20 seconds of drivel.
Yes.
You know, they're talking about the deal and Washington Schultz and setting the tone. I don't recognize
the penis,
the person with the ball sack. Yeah, in the middle. Yeah. I don't know who he is. They'll probably toss it to him because, you know, that's who they have to ask for the real opinion.
For them. There's no cover. And you wonder what the president did to get them to come along to his side.
Well, what do you think he did?
Over the weekend. Put political pressure on these members, especially House members that need to run for re-election every 2 years. The party controls the purse strings. And the last thing you want are Democratic campaign committees to say that we're not going to support you or cut off funding in a race. I mean, for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she wants to secure her position as DNC chairman. The fact that somebody who is Jewish came out in favor of this deal is shameful and
It's shameful that someone who's Jewish has come out against or in favor of this deal.
It's a deal. I don't know. I haven't read the deal. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Doesn't it seem like it's a deal to keep us out of World War III to prevent nuclear fucking disaster?
Right. Right. But the assholes like this one are out there screaming, it's the end of the world. Obama has handed them a nuke and pointed it at us.
God.
This is what's going to happen.
How many fucking wars have we had on this planet? Really? Yeah, honestly. Okay. Can we fucking avoid one? Please, you redneck moron fucking idiots.
They can't handle the fact that...
Good God.
...that Obama is making the world safer by talking.
It's maddening!
They can't. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that in, what was it, 2008, one of the things that Obama ran on was, hey, maybe we should talk to these people.
Diplomacy.
Why don't we talk to the people that we haven't talked to in 30 years?
Hey, like don't.
The Cubans.
Hey, don't talk to terrorists.
But again, it's this, we don't talk to them. And that Senator Frothy.
Gross.
Was on Bill Maher.
Santorum.
Last weekend.
Oh, God, and, that was so good.
Or the weekend before, recently.
Didn't we watch that?
Yeah. And Bill Maher was just brutal. But one of the things that Frothy said was that argument that we were just talking about. That I don't remember what it is.
Oh,
moved on. That Iran is...
Right. Well, he came out, Santorum came out and he said he supported World War Z and he thought thought that was a good depiction of the Palestinians.
I was moving ahead and got off, lost my train of thought.
Hey, you want to fuck this show up? I'll fuck this show up. By the way, the guy from Man from U.N.C.L.E. died. I wanted to
That's a big bummer. Yeah,
bring that up before the show's over. Rest in peace.
Here's Andrea Tondero saying that how can a Jew possibly not be for this? What a fucking asshole.
He wants to secure her position as DNC chairman. The fact that somebody who is Jewish came out in favor of this deal is shameful and abominable. It's really disgusting, and they should all own it. And Republicans need to make them own these votes. All of these.
Well, good thing there's some fair and balanced stuff going on here,
is
right?
Is she 8 years old? They should own it. Own it. Own it. What is this own it? I feel like our culture all of a sudden is just being bombarded with the phrase own it. Why don't you own it?
Am I just so biased? Am I so biased?
Yes.
But I watch a lot of MSNBC, and granted,
hippie.
Now it's being infected with the cancer of conservatism because they
Joe Scarborough,
some moron took over and thought that for them to do better is to be more just plain news.
Ugh.
So they're trying to inject more conservatives and not be so blatantly liberal.
Why don't they hire Don Lemon? You have a whole show about wormholes.
But we listen to, I mean, I watch a lot of that, the Kami Pinko liberal stuff on MSNBC, and I don't hear even the most blatantly biased conversation. Nobody talks like this.
Lawrence O'Donnell isn't even this mean or condescending.
Yeah,
right?
He can be really cunty. Yeah,
sure. He's great.
But for her to be saying, this is heinous, and this is an abomination. She's the fucking abomination word. This is an abomination.
Right.
That someone who is Jewish would vote for this. This is an abomination.
Well, you know what, man? This is just actually them dealing with someone who wants to talk through something and figure out a solution rather than shock and fucking awe.
Right.
And I think it's maybe it's weirding them out or something, or maybe, or, you know, no. The only answer to this is this Andrea Tantaros is a gigantic asshole.
Oh, profound.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's all.
We've played example of after example of that moron saying heinous shit. Go to crabdiving.com, search for Tantaros.
Yeah.
And all real the load. Shit that we've talked about her. So there you go. Andrea Tantaros on Outnumbered saying that a Jewish lawmaker who supports the Iran deal is shameful and abominable.
Right. Why don't we just send some tactical nuclear weapons over there? I mean, what is their solution? If they don't like the Iran deal, what do they want to do? Honestly, is their solution invade?
For Andrea Tantaros, I'll use when she said shameful and abominable, I'll use a retort that a witty conservative used against us.
Oh, yes?
Are you looking in a mirror?
What was that, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. Are you looking in a mirror?
Right. I want to...
Go ahead.
Okay. No. What were you saying?
I was going to say he's also taken to putting up memes now. Like he doesn't even have his monosyllabic. Now he just throws up a meme he found.
Wouldn't you rather look at a picture than read what he says, though? And you got to appreciate.
It's really funny to make fun of, though.
I know.
Total moronitude.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, although some of our fans on the page don't have patience for Bill.
Right. Oh, they don't like him at all.
Yeah, they don't abide Bill.
Fuck no. Listen, fuck him. And by the way, I'm sorry I put up that story about
anyone named Gunner. We apologize.
Did you see where I apologized? And then, you know,
or Colt Winchester.
Are we too sensitive to make jokes about that?
Your friend Uzi.
Yeah. I mean, we can't make jokes about that. We can't make fun of people naming their kids after things that go boom. Tanker.
Well, and you did say it is a story you shared about that's it's an opinion piece that says please stop naming your kids after Gunner.
Yes. And I said Gunner was a trashy name.
You said it more for trash.
I said it's trash. .. total trash.
Well, and there's also a difference between Gunner and like Gunnar.
Oh my god, I know.
Which is the German version.
I saw that on there.
Which we were corrected.
Do I need to apologize again, or is that enough?
No.
I said I'm sorry.
Did you apologize?
I apologized. That geez, guys, sorry. I just found the article kind of funny. And then one of our fans said, listen, no worries. I'm a big fan of you guys. And I'd say, well, okay. Thanks for participating. Shit, I just didn't know everybody was
going
to be
we were forgiven for something the other day, too. For
fucking sensitive.
Somebody was like, one of the comments that sometimes gets me is, stop talking about her.
What is that?
Stop giving her, Palin or anybody.
We're making fun of them.
Stop showing the light on this person. The other day it was Huckabee. I'm like, how can we not talk about Huckabee? How can we not talk about Huckabee?
He's in the conversation. I'm sorry.
Right.
We're angry libs. We want to make fun of people.
You're forgiven, Crabs.
Oh, thank
something
you.
Like that. It's like, well, thank you.
Thanks, man.
But they agree with us. But, it's like you can't. We can't not talk about it, and especially Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
She was on CNN when she said people should speak American.
Oh, God. Dude, I forgot about that.
I don't think we played that. This might have happened after.
Is it a clip?
Yeah.
She actually said that or she wrote it?
Spoke these words. And the headline was not The Onion. You know when they start off the headline saying, not The Onion.
It's going to be good.
That it's got to be batshit crazy because you would think it's instant satire.
They're not speaking American. Nuts. I mean, listen, the thing is, so we have to make fun of these people. How can you not make fun of these people? Number one, it's too fucking good. Fuck off.
Right.
Fuck off with that argument. You are not going to make me feel bad about making fun of Huckabee, Santorum, any of these assholes.
Donald Trump said this week that Jeb Bush should speak English and not Spanish when he's campaigning in the U.S. Jeb Bush's response was that Trump doesn't value tolerance. What did you make of that debate?
I don't know what, choosing.
God damn. Did they just put smelling? It's like they woke her up from a coma. It's like somebody just put smelling salts under her nose. She woke up.
Oh, what?
But, oh, God, is she drunk?
She's standing, she's obviously at home in Alaska, standing in front of a lake or something.
She sounds like she just had some California medication.
Getting ready to hop into a helicopter and shoot a wolf.
Is she baked?
I don't know. You think she gets high? I hope
not. No, I mean, do you think she has Xanax or something?
Is this, oh, absolutely.
This sounds like Xanax.
Yeah.
Xanax.
Prescriptions.
You know?
I don't know what, choosing to speak English or Spanish in a conversation, what that would have to do with somebody opposing it with tolerance or not. I think that it's a benefit of Jeb Bush to be.
People thought that this
play that Miss America
should
clip.
Be vice president of the United States.
If you play that Miss America clip, it sounds. Does she sound worse than the person? What was it? That person was Miss Universe or Miss America. They talked about education and maps and you know what I'm talking. You got to know what I'm talking about, right?
Unable to do so because. That U.S. America
right.
Because locate the U.S. on a world map.
There we
Why
go.
Why do you think this is? I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as and
the Iraq and.
She fucked up, but their first big fuck up is I think that U.S. Americans,
you know, choosing to speak English or Spanish in a conversation, what that would have to do with somebody opposing it with tolerance or not. I think that it's a benefit of Jeb Bush to be able to be so fluent in Spanish because we have a large and wonderful Hispanic population that, you know, is helping to build America. And that's good. And that's a great relationship that and connection that he has with them through his wife and through his family connections.
So, okay, she's like, it's great. He's Mexican-y. That's awesome. It's wonderful. And
you were
here
able
comes
to, wait,
the
wait,
butt.
Are you telling me you're able to follow that shit?
She's talking about Jeb Bush. She's trying to dance a little bit because she doesn't want to thoroughly shit on every person.
God damn.
But
she's got to simplify.
She's
shit.
Tickling Trump's prostate with her tongue because she's made it. You put the story out. She wants to be his energy secretary.
Yeah,
or
Department
something?
Of Energy or something. That's nuts.
But so she wants to say it's cool that Jeb speaks. Mexican. It's Spanish.
Ah!
But
makes Mexican.
You know there's a butt coming.
Oh, yes.
That he has.
And be ready for the gong.
Okay.
With them through his wife and through his family connections. On the other hand, you know, I think we can send a message and say, you want to be in America? A, you better be here legally or you're out of here. B, when you're here, let's speak American. I mean, that's
ding, 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 ding.
I mean, can you play that again? Because that is astounding. I don't even.
It's a cartoon. We got a few retweets. I tweeted out. Did Tina Fey just sneak onto CNN pretending to be Sarah Palin? Because really, this is a joke you would make about somebody saying you should speak American when you're here,
right?
We've said that as a joke about these xenophobic cum stains.
I mean, does she have a problem with prescription meds? I'm not trying to be an asshole.
I think so. Other people have said they thought that she was drunk at times when she's.
You
talking
know what the problem is? I really think she needs to slow down and take a fucking breath or something before she answers these questions because.
And she took a few too many to the face in bar fights?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Look at Bristol.
Yeah.
Battling Bristol.
I think Bristol might be... She might be more well-spoken than...
Oh, no.
Than this
no.
one.
I'll send you a link to her blog.
Oh, really?
And that's edited.
Yeah.
And written. And it's
you know what we should
moronic.
Do? Doesn't Gwyneth Paltrow have a blog? The Apple story.
She's got a whole she's got
bullshit.
A big site.
Oh yeah, she had that blog where she told everybody that you need to steam your vagina.
Right.
You remember that?
Yes.
We should play a game where you...
She squats over some steamy thing, right?
I don't know what she does. We should do a game where we play. We'll read... I'll read like a Gwyneth Paltrow, then we'll read a Bristol. He'll say...
Bristol or Gwyneth?
Bristol or Paltrow. Yeah, who said it?
And doctors were saying, don't do that, right? Doctors were like, don't steam your vagina. Don't steam your vagina.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is again.
We're out of here. B, when you're here, let's speak American. I mean,
good God.
Messages say, you want to be in America? A, you better be here legally or you're out of here. B, when you're here, let's speak American. I mean, that's let's speak English. And that's kind of a unifying aspect of a nation.
Yeah. There you go.
Whew. I mean, I wonder if she thought it was going well as she's spewing all this shit out. She has to know.
You know what? There was a half second when she says speak American, and then she comes back and she goes, you need to speak English. And
right.
So I really wonder if a couple of cells did fire.
Oh, yeah.
Up there where she was like, did you just say speak American? Who knows, though? She did, as we said, also say that she would like to be Donald Trump's energy secretary.
Sure.
And that she would fabulous. Shut it down.
Oh, just shut it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I were the head of that, I'd get rid of it, she said.
So she wants to be the head of something she wants to get rid of.
The energy department.
Oof.
Because they're so evil putting restrictions on, you know, coal plants.
Right.
And nuclear reactors.
Sure.
And, you know, shit that burns carbon shit.
I mean, what in West Virginia, something happened, a leak, some fracking thing, right? Some fracking operation leaked some chemicals and fucked up the water table.
Right.
Everything.
300,000 people couldn't drink their water.
Right. I mean, like, that's like an afternoon in fucking China, by the way.
Right.
Is that what we want?
That's what the Republicans want. Fair market. People just move away.
Oh, yeah, sure.
that's
why not?
That's the point. Move away.
By the way, they're making money because we're bombing the fuck out of Iran.
Right.
The military industrial complex.
And they get to cull the herd a little bit. Get rid of some brown people.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Send the young, dumb brown people over. Not dumb, but that's what they're
that's what they think.
That's what they think. Yeah.
But she's like, if you aren't here legally, then you can leave.
We got some more in the clown car.
Oh, yes.
More news. Donald Trump today.
It's been
a couple of days since he said something shitty.
Yeah. Has he been on a sabbatical?
He's apparently been taking hits. I see it all over our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Go to Twitter @crabdiving.
Yay.
Where anything he says kind of about war, people remind us that he received 4 deferrals for Vietnam.
Jeez.
And evades the specifics on what these referrals were.
Yes. He was floating in the grotto at the Playboy Mansion instead of going to Vietnam, right?
They're saying it was
probably
bone spurs on both heels, according to his latest explanation.
What is a bone spur?
Can get an insert for?
Oh,
it's
really?
A little hook that forms on your heel bone.
Oh, shit.
And it gets inflamed.
How do you know if you have that?
Your foot hurts a lot.
Oh, okay.
So he said he was, I don't know if he tweeted this or how he came out with this one, but he said that because he said my number was so incredible and it was a very high draft number. Of course, even his number was incredible.
Right.
My number was so incredible. It was a very high draft number anyway. So I never had to do that, but I felt that I was in the military in the true sense because I dealt with those people.
What the fuck is he talking
about? He's talking about the fact that he went to a military high school.
Yes. Okay.
So he has an understanding.
Oh my God.
Of what it's like to be in the military.
Come on. Is he saying, like, if you went to, you know, I don't know, some ROTC thing that's just like being in the green zone in Iraq?
He claims that he got more military, more training militarily than a lot of the guys that go into the military.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Was he ever locked in, say, was he ever hazed, locked in a room, tied up? Does he compare himself to John McCain? I was taken prisoner at a panty raid.
Thank you. May I have another?
He's in the movie Animal House. Meanwhile, everybody's, you know, they're over in Vietnam if they're not rich.
So he's been getting shit upon all over social media today for equating being in a high-class prep school.
Yeah.
Military. He said he did drills and shit.
Okay. Were people shooting at him when he did the drills?
Well, right. It's like, well, you got four deferments because you're rich and white.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, because of the bone spurs.
Just own it.
But
yeah.
He's like, it's okay because I did some drills in the middle of New York Military Academy. It's okay.
Yeah.
So he's claiming, you know, that's his military experience.
What a fucking asshole.
There's a story. This is great if it's true. That there was some shenanigans going on in the little battle.
Yes.
A little slap fight, a little bitch fight over which ninny was going to get the first picture with Kim Davis, Huckabee or Cruz.
Oh my God. Oh, how fun. Jeez. Who got it?
Now there's a story here from Talking Points Memo, hot off the presses.
Well, I have an opinion who should get it.
And the headline says, Huckabee aide physically blocked Cruz.
Oh my God.
From getting into the Kim Davis money shot. Now,
what?
That
money
phrase
shot?
I don't need to hear.
Oh God. Martyr and squirter.
It says that thanks to an aide of Huckabee's.
Yes.
That they were both at this rally.
Uh-huh.
When she came out, and it kind of threw everyone into a tizzy because nobody expected this to happen. There were nobody thought this would happen, that she would be let out.
Well,
they were going to go stand there,
right,
and point at the jail walls,
right.
Say, she's in there right now.
We're praying for her.
But that fell apart, so they brought her out, and now all of a sudden she's the prettiest one at the prom. Nobody gives a fuck about Huck
right.
or Cruz. Kim Davis is out. I'm going to come my Christian pants. So
is she going to run for office?
Oh,
I mean,
she did.
She
is.
Oh,
she's county clerk.
Yeah. Duh.
So according to a New York Times report, when Senator Cruz exited the jail, a big herd of journalists called him over to the microphones.
Yes.
But an aide got in the way, an aide of Huckabee got in the way, who, and it says Cruz looked incredulous, like, what the hell's going on here? And then a couple seconds later, Huckabee came out with Davis, and he stuck right on her, right up to all those microphones.
Oh, my God.
So he got cock-blocked.
It's so classless.
By an aide of Huckabee.
Oh, how trashy.
And then there's a hilarious,
honestly,
we're going to have to put this picture up too. There's a hilarious picture. Somebody took a picture of Ted Cruz standing there with his hand on his heart, but he's not looking really happy because he's not up there on the stage with Huckabee.
He is really sad face in that. Sad face McGee.
A reporter from BuzzFeed took a picture of Ted Cruz and tweeted, a very sad Ted Cruz not on stage.
Wow.
So he didn't get up there, but Huckabee did.
Damn it.
How does that happen?
I don't know. What do you mean? You think Ted Cruz is bigger than Huckabee?
He's a current sitting senator. Huckabee's a current sitting fat guy.
Huckabee was a governor, a head of state.
Was,
yes. But he's called Governor Huckabee until he's dead.
But that doesn't mean he's higher than a senator.
Governor is like, I think Huckabee, I think it carries more weight. I mean, he does.
Oh, right.
But I think a governor is it's a big deal. He's a senator now. There's lots of senators.
That's a great story.
What?
That somebody physically blocked Ted Cruz, who then stood off to the side having his own little pity party.
This is Christians behaving badly, right?
Because then really, how do you make your way up there? Because Huckabee took over.
Right.
The asshole lawyer spoke first, and Kim was standing there, and they were, you know, flanking her. And it's the money shot. It was Kim Davis in the center.
Yes.
With her lawyer next to her.
Right.
Mike Huckabee was on the other side right there.
You know, if I was Ted Cruz, you know what I'd done? I would have broken into song. You know, right there from the audience, I was like, "Onward, Christian soldier." That's what he should have done, you know, and got everyone singing. Then he makes his way up on the stage for his grand entrance.
Right.
Yeah, he should have done that. Cities with one man you can trust. Cities with one man you can trust. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. And Gomorrah. Cities full of hatred and lust. Cities full of hatred and lust.
That's about it, ladies and gentlemen.
Quick show.
Today was Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow, hump day, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. You can get this as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy some shit, buy it on Amazon.
Yay.
Buy it at Amazon through our portal. Go to crabdiving.com. /Amazon, we get a little nibble.
That's
If you want to listen to some books and don't feel like reading,
yeah,
go to crabdiving.com/audible, download 2 free books.
Are those books spoken American?
They are. You can get Sarah Palin's books read by her.
Oh my god, she's so fucking stupid.
Don't forget the other great stuff here on the network, ladies and gentlemen, 24/7 for your ear holes.
Hey.
The very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, with Kim Davis update, because we'll find out in the morning if that hag's going to give out a license or get dragged back to jail.
Find that cobra. That should be the story. That's all that matters.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.